Scholastic Audio presents The Sleeping Prince, a Sin Eater's Daughter novel by Melinda Salisbury, read by Amy Shields. Prologue. The night guard on the east gate reached to scratch the sudden sharp itch at his throat. As his legs gave way beneath him and he crumpled, he saw his fingers slick with blood, black in the dim glow from the lamp that lit the gate. He was dead before he hit the ground. The golem stepped over his body. The second guard turned, lips parted to scream or swear or beg, his sword rising to meet the creature, but too late. A silver flash through the air and the guard collapsed, his blood mingling with that of his colleague. The lumpen blank space where the golem's face ought to be was tilted toward the sky, as though sniffing or listening. It passed through the gate, its misshapen head knocking the lamp, sending it swinging, casting nightmarish shadows over the thick stone wall of the east gate. As the oil spilled and smoked, and the flame guttered, the golem trod a trail of bloody footsteps through the gate and into the slumbering royal town of Lurtun, dragging a club as long as itself on one hand, a large double-headed axe in the other. Moments later, a second golem followed, an axe and club of its own clutched in its twisted hands. Its weapons had yet to be christened. The two creatures moved forward, slowly but steadily, their gait rocking and lilting, the motion more reminiscent of ships on the ocean than anything that moved on land. The sleeping prince followed them. In contrast,